Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
Real Talk episode number 60 without Matt.
60? Holy no, shit.
We do have Matt. Oh,
okay. Without Matt and Matt, we
without
have Matt.
The merch elephant.
Okay, without the merch elephant. And we have our good friend, Young.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, everybody?
Let me see. All right, let's get this one.
This show's going to be a train wreck. Matt's the one who holds it all together. Even when four of us are on, Matt holds it together.
I know.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I was like, yeah, interesting. Yeah, we should do. Okay. He's like, just do it. I was like, you know what? You should go live from the concert. That'd be good. Just hop in real fast. Say what's up.
Nobody wants to see that bullshit.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud. I don't even know what concert he's going to. He told me, but I forgot it.
Some country band.
Nah, man, he's at the Dr. Dre concert.
Mm. You guys want to do the last? We haven't done the last 7 days in a long time on the on Real Talk. Matt dude, don't like talking about the last 7 days since he stopped doing it.
Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah. Me, I don't give a damn. Okay, I'll go first, guys. Last 7 days.
There's no last 7 days.
Gosh, yeah, let's do last 7 days. We haven't did this in a long time. We used to do last 7 days all the time.
I'm gonna log in from my phone. Go ahead.
Okay, so last 7 days, 265 products sold at $516 in royalties.
It's a little slow right now.
No, that's pretty good because I'm super slow right now and I'm at 206.
What the hell are you guys complaining about? My last 7 days is 55 products sold. Estimated royalties, $222.95.
Pretty good for 55 sold, though. Think about it.
See, a year ago, though, I was doing over 50 a day. And, dude, I mean,
Well, a lot has changed, right? I mean,
a lot has changed, yeah.
And it's going to continue to change, right? I mean, yeah. Merch isn't what it used to be a year ago, and you know, next year it'll be probably different, even more.
See, that's the thing too. In February, I did a video in February, and I talked about like the pricing strategy. I actually had like 9,000 live designs right there, and I let about 4,000 fall off, so I only have 5,096 live right now.
What tier you on, RJ?
14K.
Okay.
RJ, you. Doing mostly trends right now? Is that what getting your numbers? AMS and trends. Well,
it's weird because like I've been kind of just building out like my niches more. Like you know, right now, like because most of my sales, because you know when I go into trends, like I don't mess with the prices at all. I keep them at like a $13.99, $14.99 till you know what I mean, gets closer, and then I bump it up. I have one shirt right now that's looking really well for Easter. And it's been averaging like 4 to 6 sales a day. And
let me ask you, I know the answer, but I want to ask you since, because I want the listeners to know, are your AMS ads converting?
Okay. So now I've always been big on AMS ads. They've been not as much.
Because they're not converting for me.
No, this is the thing. They weren't converting as much, but now that my designs are like on a whole nother level, they've been converting a little bit. Especially with like trends, like I have a design right now that's going to take off for Easter, and if you guys follow all the content that we put out, like you guys should have some type of idea. I don't know. I ran a manual ad to it, and it's looking good. The automatic campaign is doing better than the manual ad though for some reason.
I don't know how many. I've had a few like that too. That the automatic's doing better than the manual, and I actually had to keep the automatic bumped up because usually I'll drop down the automatic. I'll scale down the budget.
Yeah.
But I've kept it bumped up because it's converting much better than the manual for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I've seen that a few times. Usually it's not like that, but I don't know who all got in on Matt's AMS stuff, like that took him up on the training or whatever, or his or coaching calls.
Yeah.
But I mean, Matt's got a seriously great strategy for doing AMS.
He does. And I should implement it. I just been doing all automatic, you know, just, and nothing's converting.
It's not for the faint of heart, though. I mean, exactly.
I should just maybe try and make some time and try and implement his strategy. But
honestly,
it's like a mixture. Like, you have to make sure you have to get like the keywords for that actual niche, like towards your design. And like, there's a couple factors that play into it. But like, if you have a good design, or like a really good quality design, your AMS has a better chance of converting for sure. You have a shitty design. That too as well. Like, I'm not putting down people that just have like text designs, because I know people that crush it with text designs, man. But they're putting in more effort, though. They're putting in like, they're putting up like 500, 600 designs. You know what I mean? Like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. It's just something that you just have to figure out. But like, I noticed that I'm putting in the work with when I have like good illustrations and stuff like that. I have really good illustrations and the design and all that stuff. And I actually hired someone else to actually take over one of my niche stores on Etsy. And he's, I'm not even sure how much I'm paying him, but I'm paying him pretty good. And it's picking up. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just, like I said, for me, it seems like nothing's converting. And you guys seen some, I've showed you guys some of my designs behind the scenes, and it's not like they're, you know, low quality work. I mean, they're high quality, but for some reason, they're just not converting, man.
Yeah. It's, you know, I had to change my whole outlook on AMS totally, and don't look at it as something that I'm going to make money on most of the time. I actually, you know, blow the money up front to get the research.
Uh-huh.
And so far, I mean, it works, man. It's good. I don't want to get too involved in it, but I mean, I think you have to change your mindset on AMS to think that, you know, you're always going to have perfect numbers or you know, converting is one thing, but getting the research is another thing. And sometimes you got to pay to get that research.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, sometimes it just plain doesn't work out. I mean,
yeah, but you also too, you gotta understand that you guys are investing in the data that Amazon's going to give you.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Different mindset.
Right now, my mindset is, because I started using your strategy, RJ, where if when I list my very first listing, mm-hmm. I always start off like at 1307, 1308.
Mm-hmm.
I have the mindset of, when that sells now, even though I don't make a profit, dude, I'm like happy as hell, because I know that product is now locked in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because,
yeah.
Dude, it's like, I have a lot of stuff like that. Do that.
Mm-hmm. You know how much shit that I took?
Profit, but I know it's locked in, and I'm like, hey, I'm good.
You know how much shit I took talking about that 2 years ago?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, man. I, because this is what I did. As soon as all my, like, as soon as they started taking down designs, you guys probably weren't even in merch yet, but when they announced that they were going to start putting time limits on our designs, yeah. I lost like 1,600 of them in one day. So like designs I'd paid for. So I'm like, I got to do something about this. So I started a strategy where I started out low. And then as soon as it sold, I would bump it up a little bit. So as soon as it sold again, I'd bump it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when I started talking about that, man, people didn't like that at all. Yeah. Some people latched onto it, but I mean, I took a lot of shit for it back in the day. But I think now things were different back then. Now I think it's almost survival of the fittest, because you have to do something like that to get sales.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, but you gotta play a number. You gotta play a pricing game.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's, well, like that, with that pricing game too, you guys gotta understand, like, you gotta rank. You want to rank for, you're ranking for those keywords. You know what I mean?
Right.
They understand that. Like, that's another thing too. When it comes to like, when you're doing AMS and stuff, it'll tell you like what words that person actually searched for, to actually for that shirt, that listing to convert. So for example, it was like Easter shirt for women. Like, I have a shirt that's converting for that. And I'm just like, oh, and then when I go into the search bar and I type in Easter shirt, like, it, for women, pops up like up there. So that's a lot of search volume right there for sure. So when we hit those,
for Pi Day, I had the top three search results, and I was number one, two, and sometimes three.
This year? Because I know you did good last year.
No, this year.
Wow. Yeah.
This year, I spent a lot of money on Amos to find out what keywords I needed to rank for, and then I just played the AMS game for a while, and then my AMS was staying pretty low as far as the sales were. You know what I'm saying? Like after it was staying pretty low, but I was still doing way more sales because of the organic traffic. Mm-hmm. It was pretty crazy.
Did you my Illustrator won the $100 bonus for the month because he had his number the shirt that I was selling. The number one was a Pi Day shirt.
Price. Oh really?
Yeah.
Show it to us.
Yeah, sure thing, but.
I already ripped it off. That'll be my number one shirt next year.
No, but he won. I messaged him today. I'm actually doing that type of stuff, and me and Julian have been talking a lot about basically just kind of like sharing more information with our team and like going over sales goals and stuff for the month to actually like kind of motivate them to
do
better than what they did last month. And
and
I see that as a good thing. At first I wasn't kind of about that, but then he started talking about it, and then I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good point. He's like, dude, it motivates them. Trust me, do it. Mm. And I was like, interesting. So
speaking of, man, I know I told you behind the scenes, but I'm supposed to meet up with him on Friday for lunch.
Yeah.
And for the viewers, he's kind of behind the scenes, but the guy crushes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does really well. He's all about automation, man. That's like, I didn't really understand about that last year. Like I barely started understanding about it until like the middle of the year. And I was like, you need to automate things. And people will say it. I'll kind of just look over it, but then I'm like, dude, that's like so important to actually help you grow. Like automation is like very, very big. And also too, guys, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and get them ready. Start asking them. I'll start this like this. I'll put question, and then you guys can ask questions. Questions.
Do we want to talk about the uploader for a minute?
No.
No.
No, the Amazon uploader.
Oh, the Amazon uploader.
See, I was thinking the same thing as you, RJ. I was like, nah.
Okay.
I don't even have access to it yet.
You dumbasses.
Rude. How rude.
I'm making fun of us. Okay, so the uploader,
do you have access to it?
I have access to it.
Yeah, I do too. I got it like that night when they announced it, I got access to it.
Nice. How'd you like, that's another thing too. I usually get it like all the like the new updates, I get them very slow. I'm not sure, like I usually get it like last on my account. For some reason, I don't know why.
Sometimes I get them really fast, and like PopSockets I didn't have for a long time. But like this, like usually products, like clothing products I have pretty quickly. But anyways, I started using it. I used it a few times that night. Today and yesterday I uploaded over 200 uploads or so.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about it, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. I'm used to putting like my keyword plus shirts at the beginning of the title.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the uploader, they're adding a shirt or hoodie or sweatshirt to the end for you.
Yeah. Kind of like the PopSockets, right?
It's exactly. Okay. So it's cool because you have more room for keywords.
Uh-huh.
But when you're used to putting them in the front, I mean, it's just different. It's different to get used to. I don't know how it will shake out, if it will make a difference at all. I don't know, but it's really cool. I mean, it's fast.
This is see with Amazon, they're pretty good with their like the algorithm grabbing the actual the keyword for you,
and
trying to just match it like with what the customer is searching for. So they're pretty good about that. I agree with you too, because that's what I always do with my listings.
Yeah.
I've
ended up starting to put my stuff on the end because I still want it to be, you know, I want those keywords somewhat together. I don't know if it'll make a difference or not, but I'm still messing with it. But the uploader itself, I think it's cool. I like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
PopSockets aren't part of it, but all the
You know what? I stop uploading to PopSockets anyway.
Well, what's nice about it is you can upload to UK and Germany too.
Okay.
So it's seven straight uploads. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So other apparels, but no PopSocket.
Right.
Okay.
And UK and Germany for regular shirts for standards. Okay. So it's seven uploads, bam, right off the bat. You only have to put the information in once. You only have to, for everything except for hoodies, you just have to do it all just populates like that. You put one design in and it just populates to all the rest. And then you just put the hoodie design in. And
RJ, you had some issues, didn't you? Like, I saw your screenshot where like a bunch of yours had been rejected.
Yeah, because I did that humping Easter bunny.
You sick bastard. No wonder.
You put it in youth?
Yeah, I put it in youth. On I thought I unchecked it though, but I guess I did it on the for the standard shirt.
Okay,
that's one of the things. Youth isn't checked, and dude, when you like, they're small boxes. Like it's way smaller than the normal create. I mean, at least it seems like it. So, the first time that I started doing it, and I did a bunch, I forgot to click youth, and they were youth shirts. Like I had to go redo them, but I mean, it's just growing pains for me. Other than that, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I did 100 in about 45 minutes.
I can't wait.
That's the thing though, too. You got to think about it. So like if you're outsourcing any of your designs, you think about it, you're uploading, saving a lot more time, but you're uploading the actual illustration to or design to multiple products. And so five or six?
What?
Well, the product that you can upload?
Oh, it's five products and then three different marketplaces. So, but just the standards to Europe.
Yeah, yeah. So you do that right there. You guys think about that, what you're doing. So if you're paying for a design and you upload it to all different marketplaces just by uploading it one time, except for the hoodies, of course, you have to resize it. It's going to be probably like an extra a couple minutes, but you can actually upload it in a faster amount of time and it's on different platforms or different marketplaces too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've found that because I just use merchresize.com. And so just with one, you know, it pulls all the files in that you could ever want it to at one time and then creates a zip file. You just upload the zip file to your design folder and away you go, man. It's super easy. It really is.
I completely forgot about merch resize. I gotta do that. It's pretty cool. You can do a lot with that new tool. But it's a good thing too. If you guys haven't been paying attention to the announcements, they've been doing. I talked about this in a previous video, but they're actually rolling out. Did they roll out with something yesterday or was it today? On the announcements, they did another announcement. But they did like within the last 30 days, they had four announcements.
Oh yeah, yesterday was in Europe.
They're switching to Portland company.
Yeah.
From Bella Canvas.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't really don't.
Let me ask you guys something. You think it's because Amazon's trying to save money? I mean, I don't know too much about Portland company. I don't know if they're cheaper. I don't know what the quality is like, but you think it's because they're cheaper or because they're a better fit for the customers? I know what Amazon's going to say. They're going to say it's a better fit for the customers, but it's like, I really don't know.
They're both about the same. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. I haven't had like the Heathers that I get with the Portland company. They're really good quality.
They're nice and soft.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. Like I'm like, wow, okay, these are really good. They're actually comparable to Bella Canvas. I think the actual, like, I don't know. I don't think it'll last longer. But like the first couple of washes or whatever, they seem to be pretty sturdy, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then also what do you guys think about keyword stuffing? Define keyword stuffing.
I think that's pretty straightforward, right? I mean, when you have a bunch of keywords stuffed into one line.
See, the problem is I don't think that it's straightforward, and the reason why I don't is because I do, you know, you have your ones that are straightforward that are like, you know, mom, dad, sister, cousin twice removed, grandma, you know, all that stuff, putting all those together, or people just putting, you know, keywords all in a line with commas, or tons of holidays. But I'm wondering what it's going to do for those people who have, like, this shirt is perfect for Christmas, birthdays, and Easter. You know, just a couple of them, nothing like...
No, I think that'd be fun. I mean, as long as it's a real sentence,
right?
You know, and you know, you separate them by commas, and it's a real sentence, I think people should be fine. I think it's when there's... Well, I think it's just... And you can tell when people are just literally just stuffing the hell out of the keyword line. But my question is, do you think Amazon is going to actually police the ones that's already up there? Because they've said that it wasn't allowed before, and they've never done anything about it, right? You think they're going to actually take action and maybe remove the ones that are actually keyword stuffed, or is this another, I don't know if you want to call it a threat, but do you think it's an actual threat by Amazon saying, well, now we mean it, guys. You need to take them down.
I have shirts that pop up and make sales, because I have shirts right now that are making sales, and I'm like, dude, this shirt's been gone forever. About time you made a sale, like because of the URL change, like last year from Cyber Monday, like all my stuff like disappeared. But there's like, so I have some shirts that are making sales and they're popping up. I'm just like, dude, I'm pretty sure I have like 2,000 or 3,000 designs that are just no ranking no more because of that, and now it's like affecting my numbers, so I have to redo everything. But they're popping up. It says order a size up for a looser fit, and I'm just like,
you still have that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going in there editing a lot of the stuff. I'm just like, okay, but I don't want to like jinx myself.
See, that's my thing. I don't know. I'm
gonna call Amazon right now.
I think they're bluffing. I think this is another scare tactic for them to just kind of let people know, hey, you know, don't keyword stuff. I don't know if they're actually gonna take action. Mm-hmm. I think this is only for the new listings.
I doubt it's going to be anything automated, like that they're going to send out, you know, like,
yeah, I don't
think spiders to crawl our listings.
Yeah, I think, and this is like, I don't have the inside scoop, nothing, but I just think that I don't think they're not going to do much with the ones that's already listed with keyword stuffing and kind of like what RJ said, you know, order a size up and all that stuff. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I gave Laura a big hug last time I seen her, so I'm good. also, okay, with that right there, that's enough. Just I don't know what I think. Honestly, they're going to be more focused on, like, there's shirts that are still up, like, for example, like the Nipsey Hussle. I'm pretty sure there's actually shirts with Nipsey Hussle, like, of him passing away or him being
Have some respect. That is just rude.
Dude, you know what I mean? I put some in police that were like 2 hours after he was killed. I mean, people just, you know, they just opportunists, man, vultures.
No, and that's another thing too. But yeah, I was literally like I was eating ramen next door the day before. And it was like right there in the area. I passed the gas station up, the Shell gas station, the one that actually got the footage. You guys seen all that stuff?
Yeah, I saw.
No, I haven't seen the footage.
The security camera.
Yeah, it's actually from the Shell.
I think I saw the security camera one.
Yeah, you look real closely. It's like there's a lot. We'll talk about that. I'll tell you guys a little bit about that after. Well, we'll talk about it right here. But
yeah, no, that was sad. That one, you know, I was telling Glenn, and obviously this isn't merch related, but out of all the rappers or just anyone in general, I mean, I think it's horrible that people get shot, period. Mm-hmm. But that one really hurt me, man. I was like, man, that one made no sense.
Now, Young, where are you at, man? Where are you at right there?
I'm at work. You know, technically, I should be home by now, but I'm doing some work for another department. But I can't work for the other department during regular business hours for me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stayed late to get some work done, but obviously I'm not getting any work done because I'm obviously here talking to you guys.
You are getting work done.
So I think maybe after this, I'll just head on home.
You look important. That office looks important.
I know. Waiting for someone to walk by, though, in the back at least.
You can't walk by. The door's right here to my side.
Okay, so like, well, you're like up in a third floor or something?
Third floor.
Okay. Yeah, right. You disagreed with me, so I'm looking to go stalky right now. he's like, what? Nah. Ooh. Huh? Nah, but yeah, like sales right now, they're on other platforms, they're doing really well for me. Are you guys, how about you guys, any other platforms the sales doing well, or you guys want to talk about that a little bit? How are you guys doing on Etsy?
Etsy's not happening for me right now. I've talked about this. For me, you know, again, I've been focusing a lot on KDP. And my numbers are horrible. So I was talking to Kelly not too long ago, and I told her how many journals I have up. And she literally laughed at me because she was like, oh my gosh, you're like, that those numbers are horrible, right? And I realized what I was doing. I'm miscategorizing my journals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really hurting my journal sales. I mean, I should, according to Kelly, I should be doing anywhere like a minimum of 600, 700, maybe even $800 a month.
Yeah.
I'm barely breaking 100. And I think it's because I was miscategorizing my journal covers.
So how could you do it better? Like what? Like,
well, okay. Let me give us some
secrets, man.
Unclassified, right?
Well, I don't have any secrets, right? I mean, I just started my journey not too long ago, so I don't know too much. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and claim I'm like an expert or a guru. But for instance, let's say I have like a Santa Claus design, right? I was putting everything in nonfiction, everything. Right, Santa Claus is nonfiction, right? We all know that it should be in fiction somewhere under like holidays or something. I was putting everything under nonfiction, and I think that was hurting my sales. So now, and I'm just too lazy to go back and fix everything, right? So yeah. I'm just gonna leave them as is. I was telling RJ this earlier. I'm just gonna leave them as is because they're not gonna be removed, right? They all have their unique ISBN numbers, and I'm just gonna keep my fingers crossed. Hopefully, someone will find them. But from here on out, I got to be really careful about how I categorize them because I was putting everything into nonfiction, which makes no sense.
So you're not going to go back and edit all of them? You're just going to start fresh?
Nah, man. Dude, that's like 800 journals I got to fix.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
So you have about 800 up?
Yeah. My goal is to have 2,000 by the end of July.
Nice. You're going to do up. Pretty, yeah, you're gonna do some damage for sure. I think you will.
Right. But you know, but here's the thing, and I've said this 1,000 times, right? Like, you know, for me, that $100 that I'm barely making every month, like I'm content with that because that's $100 I didn't have before, right?
Yeah,
it'd be nice to have that $800 per month through KDP. But I'm content with the 100, man, because you know what? Whoever's doing KDP and are crushing it, you guys are probably laughing at me. I don't care. At least that's $100 I didn't have last month.
Yeah.
Are you you just doing journals or are you branching out to other
just
stuff
all too? Journals. All no content and low content.
Yeah, there's different types of sheet covers or whatever sheet or music sheets.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There's all kinds of different types of like in KDP, like different types of journals you can do.
I was actually making, and you guys know this, right? Because I gave you all the other interiors that I made last year for free. There was last year I was making my own interiors, and I was giving a lot of them away for free, and I still am. So I'm trying to maybe at some point maybe I'll try and switch out the interiors to some unique interiors. Right now, I've just been using nothing but line journals, but maybe I'll get into the habit of doing like music paper or I don't know, sign-in sheets and all that.
Yeah,
I've been doing all planners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I gotta do a call with you after this, Matt. As soon as we get off of this, I'll do a little screen share with you. That's pretty interesting. Like a lot of people don't understand. Like it's big. Like if you guys go in, like if you figure out something, like go in there where there's like less competition, high demand. I'm gonna keep on saying that over and over and over because it's like this. Like I have like 60 live products live on KDP, and I do like over 100 sales a month, and there's the demand is right there. It's doing really well. Like, if you guys do the sales ratio, I talk about it in my last video too, that I put up.
Yeah, no, and you know what? Again, that $100, man, that's $100 you didn't have last month, right?
Yeah.
So,
I even tell you, I tell young too all the time, I'm like, dude, check it, like, it's crazy. So,
yeah, people don't know RJ and I, we talk almost every day. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. I talk to RJ more than I talk to Glenn these days. Glenn doesn't even return my phone calls. He's like, I like this guy. Yeah, I ain't talking to him.
I don't even pick up.
And Matt doesn't even answer my phone calls. I call Matt. He let it go to voicemail. It's the truth.
I never talked to, like, I actually enjoy it because it kind of gets me motivated, gets me going. Just to talk to people like-minded people, and just I talk to Jan, I've been talking to Hooman a lot. Talk to Matt. Matt all the time, Merch Elephant. I talk to him like pretty much every day. We play tag. He either calls me first or I call him first, and just goes back and forth. We alternate every single day, but it's like a daily thing. It's just get things going, kind of just start off on the right foot and get the day going. So, yeah. I forgot. Well, there's one more question I was gonna ask, and I completely just lost it. Guys, you got any questions?
Here, let me open. I don't even see the questions, so let me open it up.
No, okay. Well, duh, we got the average. Okay, so, the average Joe.
Oh, yeah, the average Joe.
Okay, there we go. That's where I was going. I completely went blank.
I'm just opening up the chat. Go ahead.
We've been having some people. Jessica was the, she actually commented in the Facebook group, and she was talking about how she's been like, as soon as we interviewed her, if you guys haven't seen that, if you guys are not subscribed to the Average Joe Merch Show, I mean the YouTube channel, it's down below in the description. Check that out. Hit that notification bell on there too as well. Subscribe to the channel. She's actually had a lot of success. So if you guys go back, this is the cool thing about this, about documenting stuff on YouTube, is you can go back and watch the video, and then you can go watch the post that she did. I think it was about 2 days ago. That is like... That's the cool thing about YouTube and making sure you're documenting all your stuff like on social media. A lot of people are like, they don't like to do that. But in my opinion, stuff like that can make a very big impact depending on what you're doing, of course. You know what I mean? Some people don't like to be on social media and put themselves out there like that. But you can go back and watch our very first video. We go over everything. I think we argue in there too as well. And the Average Joe Merch Show is Matt, and Young, and me, and we kind of just go back and forth in that interview and kind of just talk about, we go over the designs and all that stuff, and it's a pretty cool show because we have different opinions on different things, and the cool thing about that is just because we all come together and we all get along, and we still get along, I believe.
Not all the time.
It's pretty cool because we have different personalities, each one of us, and we just come together and we get along and we actually respect each other's opinion. So that's big.
It's fun. We give a different perspective. Each person gives a different perspective on what they think of the listing, the design, everything. It's a good show. Yeah. I think it's fun.
Nick's been putting out a lot of content too, man. I've been following a lot of your stuff.
Nick, what's going on, brother?
I'm gonna actually go back after this. I'll go back and listen to a few of his stuff, and do my work as well. Dean, what's up, man? What's going on?
Dean, on us.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, also to 66 people watching this video. Go ahead and give this video a thumbs up, please. Appreciate it. Means a lot. Average Joe. Average Merch Joe Show. We haven't been doing it, but we need to do it. Matt said he hasn't had no time to do it. And
which Matt?
Huh? Sure. Which sure. Man? Sure.
Ah, that guy.
Okay. He's not gonna. He got mad at me.
He just ratted him out. Look at you. He's throwing him out. That's your boy.
No. But he just what he said. No, and I respect that he don't have no time, but I kind of disagree. Because he,
what's that I hear? Is that the bus?
Damn.
You throwing him right under that bus.
Yep.
I'm not throwing him on the bus. He knows. because as I don't know, we do a lot together, and he does a lot too. So it's actually a really fun show, and I enjoy it.
Her post was awesome, man. Jessica's post, because I feel like it was only like a month and a half ago that she hit 500. And you know, it was after we did the show, and she thanked us and everything, and now she just hit 1,000. That's crazy.
It's big too, because now you can go back, like literally, like I said, we all put our part in and actually helping her. So now we're just four of us, like we're strong in the merch community too. And that is like all four of us together, and we come back and we impact someone's life to actually show them that they can actually do it if they put their mind to it and actually put in the work. And
good stuff, man.
It's badass. You know what I mean? Yeah. I enjoy stuff like that. Yeah. This is another thing too. Is just like, just being a good influence in someone's life and just helping them grow. It's so big. And yeah, me and Matt actually talk about that a lot too, as well, going over like helping people in life and making sure they understand that they can do it, because a lot of people don't think they can do it. They don't have like the motivation to do it, but I think you can pretty much do anything you put your mind to. And a lot of people don't understand what I just said right there. Like you understand that you can do whatever, like do whatever you want to do and like put your mind to it, and you can do it. That's simple.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
For us.
Be kind to one another, to help each other out. Seriously. I mean, I know when I first started, I didn't have the resources, and there wasn't much content out there at the time. So I had to figure out a lot of the stuff on my own. And then once I learned everything at the time, cause again, you guys have to understand, like, and it's not me trying to brag, but you know, what put me on the map early in my merch career was that at one point I had like 300-400 shirt designs only. And I was making like $3,000 per month, and people went nuts over my ratio. And people started messaging me, and I made a commitment to respond to everyone that messages me. Sometimes, you know, I don't respond because I get sidetracked and I forget. But I always say, if I don't respond, just send me another message. You know, it's probably because it's not like I'm trying to ignore you. I just, you know, I probably saw it at one point, got sidetracked, and you know, just got busy.
And that's big, dude. I completely agree with what you said right there about responding to everybody. And I honestly, like, I get overwhelmed sometimes. Like, example, like when me and Matt actually the research project or whatever you want to call it now. Yeah. And we opened the group. I already knew we were going to get bombarded by messages. Like,
I was going to say, I can only imagine you guys getting bombarded with messages, because you guys are like the content kings these days. You guys have been putting out a lot of content. So I know you guys are getting messages. Me, I get quite a bit, but I'm sure you guys are probably getting tons more.
It's got to be overwhelming, because I know I get overwhelmed too.
Right.
But
that was a compliment right there. Thank you, yeah. Appreciate it. Love you, homie.
Oh, was I actually being nice to him?
Yeah. I was like,
hey, you know what, you jackass? No, I'm just joking.
No, and I get overwhelmed. I don't like to be overwhelmed with a lot of messages, but you got to think about it, like what you just said about you getting there to that level. Getting to that level is what, like, you answered all these messages to get to that damn level. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get to that level, it's like, damn, here comes another 400 or 500 messages. You're like, no. So, like, it gets overwhelming, and that's why, like, when we did that group, I kind of just stepped back a little bit. I was like, give me a few days, let me breathe, and I'll be back. I'll be right back. Just let me breathe a little bit. Let me soak this in and appreciate it. You know, and respect it. I respect it. So I took a step back so I can come back in and kick ass. So, and then also too, Matt, like I know you have a lot of you've been through all this before too, actually getting hit, been bombarded with all the messages too as well. Like how do you deal with that type of stuff?
Oh dude, I get overwhelmed too. I mean, it's like, especially when I would do the lives every week, you'd get hit pretty hard after that, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And I can't do too many things at once, because I'm just not wired that way.
Yeah.
So man, it can get really overwhelming, but you know, you just try and help everybody that you can. Yeah. And I know that I miss some, and there's probably people out there who think I'm a dick, but
right,
it's not intentional. Yeah. By any means, it's not intentional. But I'm the master of seeing a message come in on my phone and just thinking, oh, I'll get to it, you know, when I'm someplace where I can actually respond to them, and then totally forgetting about
it. I think that's most of us, right? Like, yeah. like you know, we're all connected these days, you know, with the smartphones and everything. So I'll see a message and I'm like, and I'm the same as you, Matt. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm driving or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. I'll get back to him when yeah. I have time. And then you just forget. So,
and then, you know, you feel like a dick because now they can, you know, they can see that you actually saw it, like on Facebook. It says that you've seen it and then you don't respond.
Has a little face icon on the side and say that yeah. you read it.
So then,
like, what a dick.
I'm sure there's people out there that think all of us at some point are assholes because we didn't respond, but it's totally not intentional.
So the moral of the story is be kind to one another, help each other out. if you message us again, it's not intentional.
Yeah. No, I agree too. Like a lot of comes in, and I don't even like DMs as much as I used to. Like, I don't know. I don't like communicating the DMs, but then after a while, you just, like I said, you just take a step back and realize, whoa, okay, what up? This is actually how you can actually communicate with certain people. And yeah, go
it's good. That. You know, all in all, it's good. And we bring it upon ourselves because we do like to help people. So, I mean, it's always a good thing. But yeah, I mean, it can be totally overwhelming at times, and I gotta sometimes take a break from it. And, you know, sometimes I'm just like, man, I'm fucking done for the day. I don't respond to anything, you know?
Yeah.
I have such a better question than me. No. I like that's another thing too. Like, that's why I go back to that too. What's the average sales per day? Average sales. We already went over that at the very beginning of the show. Well, the last 7 days we did. Okay. Also, guys, if you guys have any questions, like I said, just go ahead and answer them. We're actually going to be cutting it like out of hour this time. Probably even a little bit sooner than that. We just kind of want to hop on and just kind of talk about how we're gonna actually have another Average Joe show. Did I say that right? Average Joe show, Merch Joe show. Or did I say that right?
Average. Now you got me confused. Okay. What is it? It's an app. Was it Merch?
Amazon? Average Joe Average Merch Joe. Show.
Yes.
I don't know what something the damn like show is called.
But dude, the show is actually really good. We get a lot of subscribers right away. It's doing really good. Yeah. Also, too, like a lot of people don't understand. So we with our cell phones, that's another thing too. Like I was sitting there getting a haircut today. I'm just like, I forget about the DMs, going back to the DMs and stuff like that. This is a computer. Like you can do a lot with your phone. It's like it's a computer, and I don't think a lot of people like realize that. My guy that cuts my hair, he's like I watched your video last night when you put it out, and I gave him a pound. Thank you, dog. And I was like, because you like people that actually take the time to actually watch your stuff, watch your content. Like I watch Young stuff every week about merch finds. I watch your stuff every week, and you message me like, hey, got the new video. I'm like, boom, go on my computer, watch it. Sometimes he calls me a little bit early, but right in the middle of the show, I'm like, dude, I'm watching your video. Leave me alone. Now let's go back to the Shopify thing, or what is it?
Nimble.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That.
Oh yeah. So if you guys haven't heard, this was a couple of weeks ago. There's a new platform. It's the print-on-demand platform. The best. Okay, it's called Nimble. It's N as in Nancy, Y M B L, and it's a print-on-demand platform. It's Printful. It's Squarespace. It's all that in under one roof, right? So you can have an e-commerce website, print on demand, and when the order comes in, they will actually fulfill your orders. So there's no integrations, nothing, none of that. It's really hard for me to explain because it's just so intuitive. It's something that's really new. You just have to go back and listen to the episode.
Yeah.
It's episode 119. But it's probably, I mean, if you guys were like me about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was trying to open up my Shopify store. Mm-hmm. And I just got confused on the back end with the settings and all that. Yeah. So I just gave up. Nimble, they'll take care of all that for you. They'll take care of your customer service. Again, they'll fulfill your orders. You can literally have a e-commerce website up and running within a day.
Okay, so that's another. So with this one, I hear this Nimble platform. You can, so it's like a multiple products beta thing where you can actually upload to. Have you seen it, Matt? It's where you upload one product. I was looking at it. You upload one product and it goes to like, how many other products does it go to? You
know? Oh my gosh, tons. Like pillows, leggings, prints, mugs, shirts, hoodies, tanks, all that.
So it's a platform like Shopify. It's like merch, not
it's like. It's like Shopify, Printful, and Squarespace all rolled up in one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty interesting. Yeah.
Redbubble too. It's like a Redbubble platform actually. When you upload Redbubble, it goes to all the products.
Redbubble too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can hook this up to your, because I see that they have plugins and stuff. So you can hook this up to your Shopify store?
No.
Oh, so it's their own.
It's everything in one nutshell. So like I said, you can have a website up and running. Mm-hmm. They'll fulfill your orders through their partners. So there's no integration needed. They take care of customer service. They have in-house payment collection. It's everything's there. So there's no more integrating your website like Shopify through Printful or T-Launch. Right. None of that. Everything's all in one.
Yeah.
So is it any like you can use any domain with it, or is it going to be like,
you can use that. You can go buy a domain, okay. Which will redirect to their domain. But yeah, go to, dude, you don't listen to the podcast, man.
I didn't listen to this one. No.
Oh, you.
So also inform them about when, so after they make the sale, so they have two options here, guys. I have nothing to do with this actual platform. I haven't even talked to the guy that created the platform, but they have two options. When the customer makes the purchase, they can either print the product for you and send it to the, explain that to them, that part, right?
Wait, which part?
So when you make the sale on the platform, you can either do it yourself, I believe, right? Or have someone, or have them do it, right? They find like the best.
They're going to fulfill all your orders.
Okay.
Through their various partners, they take care of the customer service. So it's all that, right? Zach, who's the founder, the CEO, he told me that you can now upload digital products. So mm-hmm. even if you're not doing print on demand, if you have digital products, you can upload digital products. So think about this. For everyone that's been talking and dreaming about living the laptop lifestyle, this is a perfect opportunity. Think about it. No more customer service, right? It's almost like Amazon. You don't have to, because they'll take care of that for you. Here's the beauty of it. It's free to sign up.
Yeah, there's. You don't need a credit card.
It literally takes you less than a minute to sign up. The only time that they ever make money is when you get sales.
Uh-huh. Right? I'm looking at it right now. There is a and this is the same thing, nimble.io, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the website. Okay. So there's three different tiers. There's a free tier, okay? Mm-hmm. That's 20 design uploads. And they take the Nimble fee is 3.9%, right? That's called the hobby tier. The second tier is pro, which is $33 a month. And the Nimble fee is 2.9%. That's 75 design uploads. Then you have the scale tier, which is $99 a month, but it's only 1.9% fee per transaction. That's 200 design uploads. It's really not bad.
Prices are very competitive.
So with this platform, guys, you literally upload one design. With Nimble, you upload one design and it goes to like a dog bowls, like weird products, but basically you have to drive the traffic there, of course.
Right. Yeah, it's just like Shopify, where you have to drive traffic to your own website. For the people that are going to sign up, just understand that they are still in beta. There might be some glitches. There might be some bugs. If that's the case, don't be the person that gets all pissed off talking about it doesn't work. Let them know. They're very responsive. Zach's a really good guy. Or message me. I'll forward the message to Zach. And just make sure, if you don't mind, RJ, I'm going to drop my affiliate sign up.
Yeah.
It's Nimble, NYMBL.io/merchminds. So that way, if you guys sign up, I get credit. Again, it doesn't cost, literally, they're not going to ask you for a credit card, nothing. It's easy and free to sign up. The only time that they ever make money is when you make sales. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, it's a new platform. I was actually just listening to Young and Glenn. I think it was last week, I believe it was.
I've been talking to Zach kind of behind the scenes since like late last year. And I've been kind of helping him out with the whole platform and almost consulting with him, right? You know, I'm like, this is what people want. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it was pretty interesting. That was pretty cool. And I was like, just something to think about. Like it's
definitely something new. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because with Shopify, you can't even, it's hard. Like I'm messing with Shopify guys and I'm doing a little bit of everything. And it's hard because like I upload a design and I'm like, dang, that would be so cool if I could actually offer multiple products on one listing instead of using Printful to upload six different products, and that's so time consuming. So, and in order for me to do something like that, to actually edit the product on the listing, I would have to get someone to mess with HTML on the theme. I believe it is. I haven't found a theme that does that. If you guys know of a theme that does that, let me know.
Mm-hmm. It's super, super cool. I'm kind of like the guinea pig right now. I'm having them fulfilling my Etsy orders now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fully integrated with Etsy at the moment. I know they're in communications with them, but we found a way for them to fulfill my orders right now from my Etsy orders. I'll report back to you guys how that's working out, but he's not doing it for anyone else. It's just me. Again, I'm the guinea pig. Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of testing that out, see how that works out. But no, they're definitely up and coming.
So update on my grandpa's account. No update at all. None of this haven't been done doing nothing.
No, he hasn't done anything.
No.
Pops, come on.
He's karaokeing right now. He's like, you want a karaoke? I was like, you know, I don't karaoke. And I was like, no, I'm not going over there with you. I'll be over there if you want to go. So.
Pops is cool, man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Pretty cool guy.
I love that one guy ran into him at a party.
Oh yeah. I haven't talked to him about it, but
RJ, do you know what I think about the first time I met Pops? Remember when I surprised you and I went down there when you were in the shower? He didn't know me at the time, so obviously I was a stranger to him. I started thinking about it. Man, the guy just let me in the house. It was just random. I just told him, oh, yeah, I'm RJ's friend. He goes, oh, come on in.
Yeah. No, he's like that with a lot of my
I'm like, man, I could have been like some serial killer.
Nah, he tells like a lot of my friends. It's like, if you're friends with my grandson, you're family to me or something like that. Nah, so he's cool.
Pops is cool, man, for sure.
No, yeah. Grapple's account, so there's nothing going on with that account. Because I was trying to do both of them at the same time, and I thought about it, and like there's so much stuff that hit, like the AMS account changeover, then the URL thing, and I was like, I was over here struggling with myself. I can't help someone else at the same time struggle with myself over here. So, but now things look a little different now. So I have a team in place. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works. But something to think about though. Like, it'll be cool to actually see account. That's, he think probably does like 20 to 30 bucks a month, but to grow it, see how long it takes him to grow it with what I know, that'd be like a challenge. That's always, I'm always down for the challenge. So, getting close to 1 hour, guys, and we're actually on time. my perfect timing today. So if you guys have any questions at all, get the last minute questions in, and pretty much it's going to call it a night within 5 minutes. So yeah.
What time you normally go to bed, Matt?
Me?
Yeah.
My schedule's all screwed up right now. I haven't been going to bed until like 2 a.m. and then taking like an hour nap during the day. I've screwed it all up because I get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the clock right now.
6:30.
It's 10 over there, right?
Yeah, it's 10.
Let's end it off on what goals do you have for this month? What are your goals for the month of April?
Mm-hmm. Dude, my goals are, I've been working mostly on KDP and Etsy, to be honest. Yep. And then, trying to get my sales on merch up. I think that the ASIN thing really hit me pretty hard because I've been around for a long time. So all those shirts that I built my account on, the evergreen ones, aren't making me money anymore. So that hurt quite a bit. And I don't think that I took care of that in a quick enough fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard when you have, shirts that are in big competitive niches now, but you've been in it for 3 years and you got a shirt that was, in the top few for 3 years. And then all of a sudden it's gone. So it's hard to get back up there. So, I'm working on that stuff and then just getting my new stuff out there.
So this is the thing too. I think right there with that right there, we can, what do you think about putting all your shirts, every single one that you have up live, back to price, like the cost, and then every single one, it's going to probably take a good week for everything to, to get your, because right now, like there were some days I was like at the beginning of the month, I can like $10 for the day. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
because I got some returns on a few things. I was like, what's going on? Now it's back up. Now you think about it. If you did that like on a very slow day and put all your numbers back down,
it'll
kind of bring things back to life again on the account. And next thing you know,
I probably should do that. To be honest, I probably should really do that and just sort of reset everything.
Yep, and I think it'll be good. And then all of a sudden, I'll watch you probably be doing 60, 70 sales a day. I guarantee it. Okay, yeah. What's up? What's going on?
I'm gonna hold you to that.
My goal,
I'm going to need a loan from you next month.
at least for the month. Let's see. My goal, you know what my goal is for this month, or at least for the month, is I have so many, it's not me complaining. It's actually a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of side projects here at the day job that I want to get those done by the end of the month. Because I'm doing some work for other departments here on campus.
Yes.
Technically, I'm not supposed to be working for them during my business hours. That's why I stayed in the office late today to get work done for the other departments. But it's to get those done because that's money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So no. I want to get those projects done.
Okay. Nice. We talked about that on the phone earlier. So.
Yeah,
that was cool. Yes, you had a lot of products going on, so that's good. All right, there was a question in here. So, where did it go? How do you overcome the ever increasing competition on merch? What's the best? So, all this competition coming in, how are we going to be better, or how are we going to outdo the competition?
I think just better designs.
You got to be better, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your keywords got to be better. Your design has to be way better.
Better designs, for sure.
You got to play the game.
Yeah.
You can't sit back. I mean, a lot of people sat back, me included. I mean, I'm guilty of it sometimes too. And, they get lazy about stuff. And you got to play that game every day now.
Yeah. Is the new Illustrator profitable yet? Matt, you got an Illustrator. You got two of them, right?
I have a team, a guy that does the drawing work, and then a guy who does all the coloring.
Nice.
Yeah. Are they profitable? Hell yeah, they're profitable.
You know, when I saw that question, I thought he was asking about the software. I was like, what is he talking about?
I did at first too.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
I think he was asking RJ. RJ probably mentioned that he had a new Illustrator.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about the software. I was like, what?
My new Illustrator that I got. So I have a guy that does typography and illustration. Like he's like, he literally like makes the design and plugs in his own illustration. One of the designs might sell today, and he's taken over one niche, and that's the game I'm playing, guys. It's niches. Like we need to be the best designer in that niche, and I'm seeing really good results. Like especially with like trending. Like I give them the opportunity. Like if they mess with the trending designs, like say for example, like the holiday Easter or whatever, I tell them that's gonna make more sales. So whoever has over 30 sales, I think over $100 in profit, or something like that. They win the $100 bonus for the month on top of their pay. So one of my illustrators won it 2 times in a row already, and I don't think the other illustrators liking that. So they're playing competition, friendly competition. So I love it, and it's pretty cool. So, all right, I think that's it right there. Are we good?
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Thanks for having me, Armin.
Yeah.
We're
gonna get this. We're gonna get this going with the Average Joe Merch Show. What we're thinking is getting people from the actual like they sign up for the research in the private group. And if you guys haven't done that, it's down below in the description. It's $20 a month and get the research, and then you get to a private Slack group. But yeah, that's what we plan on doing. Is getting people and kind of just bringing them on the Average Joe Merch Show with us. And yeah, I think that's a really good idea to actually just kind of just help you guys with your business and stuff like that. So
I think Eric Woods is dying to have us do some more of those shows. He loves those shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a character himself right there.
Oh,
He's a cat dad.
just a quick announcement. Next weekend, I might be in Orange County again. So if you guys are in Orange County, I'll let you guys know. Maybe we can do another meetup or something.
Is that just for the ladies, Young?
Just for the ladies. No, you know what it is? Anthony had reached out to me. I think he reached out to all of us and said, look, hey, I'm going to be in Orange County on this weekend. Let's link up. So I'm going to try and make a point of going down there. Not just for Anthony. I've mentioned this many times now. My parents live down there, so it would be a good reason to meet up with, visit my parents. And like you said, have a meet up with just the ladies. That means RJ, you can't come. Matt can't come. Anthony can't come. Just the ladies.
All right, guys. So if you guys haven't given this video a thumbs up, go ahead and give the video a thumbs up. And then I'll put a few links in the description. If you guys haven't checked them out, go ahead and check them out down below. And thank you guys for joining us tonight. It means a lot. Hope you guys have a good night. And put in the work. Put in the work for sure. And a lot of people are complaining about certain things not going well for them right now. Just put in the work. Trust me.
It's good. Do work.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard.
You ever seen Robin Big? You ever see that show, Robin Big, Big Black? Because he always said, do work, time to do work.
Shouldn't be easy at all. So, all right, guys. Thank you very much. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.